This is the Composer's Datebook for February 22nd. I'm John Burge. In recounting the life story of many composers, it's a familiar and perhaps romantic cliché that their work will be, as a matter of course, not appreciated by their contemporaries, and that the composer in question will have to toil for years in obscurity before his or her music is appreciated by performers and audiences. In reality, we're happy to report, that isn't always the case. Consider, for example, the American composer Lowell Lieberman, who was born in New York on today's date in 1961. At the age of 16, the premiere of his Piano Sonata No. 1 at Carnegie Hall resulted in a number of prizes and awards. By his 30s, Lieberman was being commissioned and championed by some of the leading performers of our time. For James Galway, Lieberman composed a flute concerto. And Lieberman's opera, The Picture of Dorian Gray, was the first work that the Monte Carlo Opera commissioned from an American composer. In 1998, Lieberman was appointed composer in residence with the Dallas Symphony, and that orchestra premiered his second symphony in February of the year 2000, and in a symbolic millennium gesture, simulcast their performance on the newfangled World Wide Web. Composer's Datebook is produced by APM, American Public Media, in collaboration with the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.